Boys and girls, I'm glad to see you sitting in the front row because you'll be able to see better what I have to show you than if you sat right up here, okay? The first thing I'm going to show you, I think you'll all know what it is. What is it? It's a camera. Okay. Now, cameras, which you're all pretty used to, I think. Can you little boys scoot over here and maybe I can get a picture of all of you? You think I can get one of all of you if you scoot close together? I better turn on the flash, okay? Boy, I can see you all, and aren't you a pretty bunch? Okay, smile big. There you go. Okay, now just sit there and I will show you your picture. Can you see you on the picture? Yeah. Can you see you? Yeah. Aren't you a good-looking bunch this morning? Now I'm going to show you something else. What is this? It's another camera, but I bet none of you have used one like this. If I took a picture of you on this, could you see it right away? No, you couldn't see it right away at all. This is a different kind of camera, the one that I used a lot when I was young. And see, you'd have to open the back like this, and you would have to take a roll of film like this, take it out of its box and put it in the back of the camera. And then when you take lots of pictures and it's all done, you put it back in the box and then you have to take it to a camera shop or you would have to send it in the mail and you would get back something that looked like this. And they were called negatives. And from these negatives, you would get a picture like this. If any of you remember at our talent show last year when all those kids were up singing, you'd get a picture like that you'd get from a negative. Well, I'm going to tell you this morning about a roll of film like this that was taken on a camera that you couldn't see right away. It was taken quite a while ago when my son was in a boarding school. Do you know what a boarding school is? It's like Milo, where you go and you live in a dormitory or you live in special rooms while you're going to school. And in the spring of the year that he was in 11th grade, the 11th graders, or juniors as they were called, had a talent program. So my son, his daddy and I went up to the talent program. Now, he had a secret that he hadn't told us. He was going to sing a solo at the talent program, and we didn't know that till we got there. So when we went to the room and we got the program and it had his name on it, we were so excited. And what do you think I did? I got out my camera and I started taking pictures of my son. Now, I love to take pictures. Anyone that knows me knows I take pictures of everything and everybody. See, I've got pictures of you now, too. And so I took a lot of pictures. And the roll was out. I put it in the box. I put the lid on it. And I put it in my purse. And when we went back to the motel that night, I went to take it out and put it in my suitcase. And it was gone. I could not find my roll of film. And we went back to the room where we had taken the pictures, and we looked all over, my daughters and my son and some of their friends, and we couldn't find it. And we went to the motel, the people that ran the motel, and we said, did any of you, the ladies that cleaned the rooms, bring in a roll of film? And they said, no, nobody found my roll of film. And we went home the next day, and what do you think I did? I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I told Jesus, you know I love pictures. You know I love my son. You know I want that picture of him. One day went by, 2 days went by, 3 days went by, and then my telephone rang. And it was the lady that helped manage the motel. And she said, I've got some news for you. This morning when we were eating breakfast, my husband said, I am going to go out and check the dumpster. Now, you know what those big dumpsters are? They have lids that you lift up and you look inside and there's lots of trash in there. And yeah, and can you imagine how many baskets of trash had been dumped in that dumpster in 4 days? Lots, out of all these rooms. So he went out and he picked up the lid, and what was sitting right on top, right on the very top, was my roll of film. So what do you think I did? I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I thanked Jesus so much for that. They sent it to me and we sent them flowers because we thought that was really great. And you know what? I could just see a smile on Jesus' face as he reached down into that dumpster and pulled that roll of film up, put it right on top, and then talked to the man eating his breakfast and said, please go check the dumpster. Just go check the dumpster. Wasn't that special? And you know, sometimes people do things that aren't very nice. Have you ever done anything that wasn't very nice? You know, if a lot of people do things that aren't very nice, it's kind of like living in a dumpster, don't you think? With trash all around, but you know what? Jesus reaches into that dumpster and just pulls us right out and sets us on top. And we can be so thankful for that. And I'm going to show you something, and then we'll have prayer. Just a little bit of proof of the pudding. This is the picture of my son singing his solo, see? I have it so I can prove that Jesus did pull my film out of that dumpster. Shall we say prayer? Thank you, Jesus, for helping us, for taking us out of the past and the naughty things that we do, and helping us live a special life for Jesus. Thank you, and help us have a nice Sabbath. Amen. Now you can go back and